And this is Adamus. For those of you who are tuning in for the very first time, I welcome you. I always attune, and that you are always receiving more. For those of you who are not familiar with me, I am the regular producer and host, The Meeting of the Inner Circle, where I am always speaking to the issues of our liberation, our salvation, our deliverance, and the prerequisites for our being qualified for continuance in existence as a result of being led astray by those who've been wrong for so long. And how do we respond correctly and directly to being under a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide? And it's important for us to realize that we will never have anything greater than who and what we are. We'll never have a greater gift than life. And that the things that we acquire and work so hard for will soon find a way out of our lives. It's like the very first diaper we had. We don't know what happened to it. We don't even care. After a while, the car that you're driving now will be the same way. You don't know what happened to it. You don't know where it is or how it's been reconverted or crushed, or who has it. I'm just saying is that you and I are accountable and responsible for being present in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence as points of its presence, and to care to be able to respond in every circumstance and situation as a presence of the absolute. For there is absolute love, absolute light, absolute law, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth that gives us leverage over the delusions, the lies, the programs, the agendas, and all of that that we see happening as the circus of what they refer to as government is going on by those who are not able to really even govern themselves. We must be self-governing to realize that under absolute law, we all get a chance to experience the fullness of ourselves, provided that we care to be in alignment with the truth of ourselves, with the divinity of existence itself, to understand that we who exist in this now moment are the beneficiaries of the gifts, the labor, the light, the services, the sacrifices, the contributions, the realizations, revelations, the epiphanies of so many ones whose names we will never be able to call. And as a result of it, we have the opportunity to truly make commitments to our living, to be greater on behalf of those that we've come through, those whose names we can call, as well as the lineages that we represent. But under a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide that has impacted and affected everybody negatively, where there are those who feel as though they've arrived, although they know not how to feed themselves, that they've been complicit and complacent with their own cellular oppression by consistently ingesting and consuming that which is the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, all manners of artificially colored, artificially flavored, NutraSweet, aspartame-laden, Splenda, white sugar, coffee, alcohol, tobacco, and all of these things that put us in a place where it becomes impossible to truly walk in the fullness of one's own authenticity because we are oppressed at the cellular level. Now, because we have been under siege and under oppression and suppression and depression and being pressed upon and whatnot for so long, we've gotten used to it, but it does not mean that it is the order of existence. It is the chaos and the disorder that is creating the proliferation and the pandemic of sickness, illness, and disease. And for those who labor on behalf of sickness, illness, and disease in the perpetuation of a global and local and national economy, then we will soon reap a harvest that is consistent with that. And because no one has been authorized by the intelligence of existence, the laws of existence, or that which we refer to as God, to be the perpetuators of sickness, illness, disease, and death as a livelihood, then we should be in a place and space where we care to be under the auspices of that which is law upon the planet, that which is the will of existence, that which is the purpose in our being, and to know that these people who have given us a distorted sense of what life is, in that our success in life is by virtue of how much we accumulate, how much we acquire, the polished wood, metal, and stone, the communities that we live in, how much we have applied ourselves to that which is outside of ourselves, so that we are relating to ourselves based upon our sexuality, our socioeconomic status, our bank accounts, and all of this, when we are upon a planet that is literally spinning in space, and the space through which we're spinning is the very intelligence of existence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And we have come to the earth from the realms of the dust of the heavens, the cosmic, for the purpose of earth residency, being in school, so that we are in this realm that provides us the opportunity to knock and seek and ask and pray, to really be aligned with the forces of existence, the intelligences of existence directly, so that we are mastering ourselves, our emotions, our passions, our lusts, our desires, and whatnot, so that we can graduate the class of Earth residency with flying colors. And it means that we would not have died here. But their book says that the wages of sin is death. And we've been socialized to believe in death, to be complicit and complacent with killing ourselves and our children and other ones, that there are those who are so delusional as to think that there is some true profit that they can experience through the warring and the killing and the militarism and the incarceration and the political buffoonery that goes on. We have to come to a point in place where we bypass the foolishness and go directly into the light of absolute and supreme intelligence, so that we, with each and every breath and every beat of our hearts, are completely centered in the absolute reality that allows us to connect with our immortality. The consistent regeneration of every fiber and every cell of our being, because we are doing that which is consistent with the divine design and the design that is divinity, as these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And on behalf of the lineages that we represent, and on behalf of all orders of existence, that we will be consistently committing and recommitting and committing and recommitting to develop our talent, skills, and abilities, to have a conscious care, to be caring, to be sharing, to be uplifting, enhancing, enriching, to add unto the beauty and the blessedness and the bounty of existence itself. And the more we align ourselves with that absolute truth of who we are as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, where we are dwelling in the presence of the absolute and supreme intelligence in the realm that is completely governed by spiritual law, and that we are co-creators and have the opportunity to see it, to claim it, to empower ourselves with the words that we speak and the thoughts that we think and the faith that we apply ourselves to, so that we are literally able to create heaven on earth. And because there is so much hellaciousness that people are experiencing, it matters how we as individuals and we as a populace decide to function on behalf of life itself. And so therefore we come to the realizations that there truly is only one eye that truly sees. And whether it's the eye of the child, the eye of the elder, or the eye of anyone in between, but the eye of the cow, the eye of the pig, the eye of the turkey, the eye of the chicken, the eye of the fish, everything sees as an intelligence of existence. And all other beings, except for humankind and the remnants of humanity that we have, are those who still have some vestige of their humanity. We are in a place in space where it is time for us to exalt the oneness of existence, to really have an understanding and an understanding that everything has been gifted to life by the intelligence of existence, which is intelligent enough to always exalt a full life's urge, to always do what's in its own best interest, to do nothing to undermine itself, and to be able to respond correctly and directly when we sense that our lives are being threatened. But we have to come to a point in place where we understand that the animals that you all are being fed have lost their ability to respond correctly and directly to being under siege, to being under captivity, to be enslaved, to be poisoned, to be shot up with all manners of hormones and chemicals and antibiotics and stuff so that these chemicals are permeating their flesh. And when you consume them, then those chemicals and those worms and organisms and bacteria and whatnot begin to set up in your own bloodstream, in your tissues, in your colon, in the fibers of your being, and therefore you and are not able to respond correctly and directly to being under siege. Because the sludge that becomes the substance of your blood does not allow you to respond correctly. And this is why we have to care to be completely cleared and cleansed from it. Many people think that it's just about what you eat. And you go from eating meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, flesh, to eating soy products, Boca burgers, and all of these things that are not facilitating the cleansing because they are not high fiber, water, high nutrients, high mineral content. And we've been duped to think that in order to be healthy, you have to be eating all of this protein. It is a lie that our bodies literally make its own protein when we provide it with the essentials, the amino acids, and that which is from our plants and that which is from the earth. And so I'm the one to encourage us to get serious about our living, get serious about our loving, get serious about honoring and glorifying the intelligence of our existence and being intelligent enough to commit to being directly. It's easy for people to be committed to making money, be committed to their jobs, be committed to their organizations, be committed to doing whatever floats their boat in the meantime. But the reason we're on the planet is to come to that place of self-actualization, self-realization, and harmonization with the will of existence so that we are in the consistent process of unfolding consciousness, expanding, and doing that which is consistent with who we are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme presence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And as we are considering and contemplating and meditating and having the realizations of the divinity of our being and the order of existence, and we consciously care to get into that order, then know that that order has to be established within our very selves. And that the precedent is about the cleanliness of the body temple. For we are spirits that dwell in these bodies, and these bodies are the temples for the dwellings of the true spirits of the living gods and goddesses in this realm called heaven that you all call earth, that other ones would call paradise or Eden. But to be in a place and space where we understand that we were gifted to the earth through the wombs of our mothers, sparked by the sacred and divine fluids from our fathers, and from the dust we've come, and to the dust we shall return. But that does not mean the earth. That means that we will return to the places and spaces in the cosmic that we've come from. And so in this now moment, it matters that we care to be rightly aligned in the truth of ourselves. There is no real wealth we could ever have that is greater than who and what we already are. And to have an understanding and an understanding that one breath and one beat of our heart is worth much more than all of the money that man has ever printed or minted anywhere, regardless of whose face is on it. And when we have a walking, talking sense of ourselves and the beauty of our being, and consciously understanding the sacredness of life and respecting it and honoring it and cherishing it and treasuring it, then we have the opportunity to truly prosper when we realize that we will never have anything greater than ourselves. And our duty, obligation, and responsibility in this realm is to strive for the greatness of ourselves as these points of this absolute and supreme presence, whose presence is all there is, as beginninglessness and endlessness and infinity and eternity. The intelligence of existence does not die. And many people have an understanding or intellectualization of the reality that we should not be dying, but then they feed off of death. They allow death to come into their systems, and they think death, and they love killing, and they feel entitled to be killing and subjugating and dominating and usurping and bastardizing. And the activities that we are committed to doing as these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence is about uplifting and adding unto, blessing, restoring, healing, facilitating the greater good. And so these are the choices that we have on a daily basis as to how we show up, how we care, how we stand, how we think. And under a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide, where food is the tool of oppression, then understand that you cannot truly be thinking well if you have not accepted that your body functions divinely, more divinely than the mechanical operational functioning of your automobiles, your trucks, your bicycles, your motorcycles, your scooters, whatever it is you are moving upon the streets with. But you are a spirit that dwells in that body, and you are designed perfectly. And now is our time to exalt the perfection of our being, to exalt the perfection of the will of existence itself and its absolute and divine intelligence that shaped itself as our absolute reality. And it matters that we have a right orientation. It matters that we care to be liberated from the lies and the delusion of sickness, illness, and disease. And yes, it's not really delusion that the people are sick. The people are sick. But we don't have to continue to be sick. We do not have to accept the lie that we have to be on these medications all of our lives. That's because we have not accepted to do the inner work of the clearing, the cleansing, the consecration, the purification, so that we are being regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified in the light of the absolute and supreme presence that we each are. And so it matters that we care. It matters that you accept that the will of God, the truth of God, never intended for us to be under such degrees of violation, subjugation, capitalization, usurpation, that it is not the will of that which is existence itself for so much of itself to be suppressed and oppressed and depressed and whatnot, to exalt itself over here. The intelligence of existence is all there is, and it cares for itself equally across the board for all orders of existence itself. And because the people themselves are supporting the violation and the annihilation of over 40 billion creatures on an annual basis, and in numbers maybe even more than that, you understand, and other ones feel entitled to feed off the babies of other beings, whether it's the caviar or the eggs from the chickens or the hens or the crocodiles or the alligators or whatever, the ostrich or the duck. You understand, the fact that you have people who eat the fetuses of other beings is a problem that people are not even recognizing as a problem. You always got to be eating eggs, 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 eggs. Would you eat your mama's eggs? And I'm just saying, your mama's eggs are the same species. You understand? But we haven't even looked at what the egg is. The egg is the genetic information and chromosomes and hormones and genetic material of another creature that we're taking into our bodies. It's completely indigestible. And had it not been thwarted in its development, it would have developed into another being. And so we're in a place where the violations that we have learned to become adulterated, adult, short for adulterated, no longer what the Creator intended. And people feel entitled to do what they do. And I'm saying that entitlement is a program that's running, but it is what is the root of all of the sickness, the illness, and disease, in that we are breatharian first. 80% water. And in order to function well and to function optimally, we have to be mineralized and alkalized to really perpetuate cellular regeneration. and optimum thought and clarity of mind and strength of will and the intensity of focus. But when you're all over the place because you're eating all kinds of things, you can never really accomplish anything of any real significance because you are amiss as to what the real responsibility is to develop and cultivate yourself, to align and attune yourself to the will of existence, to stand harmoniously with the love of life and the life that is loving, that exalts the oneness, that participates willingly, respectfully, diligently, committedly, reverently, rejoicefully, delightfully in living. But what I find is that over the years of meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, alcohol, tobacco, and sugar, it's very difficult to get beyond the resentments and the anger, the frustration, the guilt, the shame, the pain, and whatnot. And therefore, your whole life becomes a living hell because you are not living. You're dying. Your life force is being wiped out, stamped out, drained from you. And it's time for us to care, to reverse it, to realize that the more water you consume, and people say, well, does it help to be alkalized? Though you don't really have to alkalize the water. If you ate fruit and vegetation exclusively, you understand that your body would know to alkalize itself. But when you consistently insist upon consuming that which creates acid and mucus and parasites and worms and organisms, then no matter how much alkalized water you drink, it's not going to alkalize your system and the cancer is going to be forming. And when people are diagnosed with cancer, understand that the cancer has been forming for 20, 30, 40 years. So now we have an understanding and an understanding of knowing that meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, alcohol, tobacco, sugar, dairy, processed flours and white sugar and refined chemicals and pharmaceuticals and whatnot are all causing acidity and cancer is extreme acidity. And the tumors and the lumps and things that are collections of toxins, and we did not take responsibility for really cleansing the inside of our bodies as we brush our teeth every day and we bathe the outside of our bodies every day, but then we're consistently ingesting that which creates more filth on the inside of our bodies, and the filth that is collecting and the chemicals that are concentrating, saturating, contraindicating in our brain, our organs, our glands and whatnot are really undermining us, so that by the time you've lived 40, 50, 60 years of doing this, then you're on the path of adulteration. But the path of adulteration ends in death, where you are literally suffocated in all of that mucus and phlegm and acidity and toxicity and whatnot. How can you get out of your body alive when you never activated your faculties for creating your light bodies? You never master the responsibility of honoring the waters of your cells to know that you are always infusing your thoughts and your desires and your fear and your pain and whatever you're going through is being absorbed into your very tissues because your body is water-based. But when we allow our bodies to be filled up with mucus and acidity and all of that, then there's less water and it becomes very difficult to really create that which is really good, that which is a glory unto the whole, that which promotes and facilitates our wholeness. And everybody has been impacted and affected by this global initiative that is depopulation and genocide. The judges, the lawyers, the police officers, everybody was poisoned with meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish from the time that they were in the womb And now that they've matured and never got a grip, never had an understanding and an understanding as to how to truly exalt life and the responsibility that we have as men, the progenitor of lineages, and womb men, the perpetuator of lineages, to know that it is our duty, obligation, and responsibility to be the perpetuators of our lineages, to consciously cultivate our generational wealth, to do all of that which is ours to do in securing and protecting and providing for our children and laying the foundation for the progression of our lineages with our grandchildren and through our great-grandchildren and our great-great-great and all of those ones, because we are the great-great-great-great-grandchildren of all of those ones who've come before us. And greatness is our past. Greatness is our future. And in order for us to really embrace it, we must claim our greatness now. But it's very difficult to be great in ignorance, ignoring the truth of yourself. It's very difficult to be great when you are in fear. Your fear and lack and impoverishment that you would rob and manipulate and steal and kill and this and that. And these ones are doing it all the time. This is how your government functions. And everybody would be benefited from feeding exclusively from that which is kissed by the sun, the fruits with seeds and the vegetation that grows above ground, high nutrient dense things, as opposed to filling up on a bunch of starch and cereals and donuts and pancakes and waffles and things that turn to sugar in the body. We have to understand that we are water-based, and flour and water create paste. You understand? And so when we are all addicted to these pastries and things that make us pasty, and we lose our tone, our tune, our color, our hue, our orientation, our scentedness, our balance, we become stressed because of the nutritional deficiency. Nutritional deficiency is at the root of all other deficiencies. The mental, the emotional, that which puts us in a position where we are not able to maintain and cultivate happy marriages because of the emotional and mental deficiencies that we have, that we don't know how to truly love. And where love is the fulfillment of the law, there's no success without it. And so I'm the one to encourage us to care. Care to be all that we are as these points of this absolute and supreme presence. To be supremely present to the degree to which you align yourself and attune yourself to that which beats your heart and breathes you, to create a direct line of light with your angels, your guides, your guardians, your ancients, and to always be under the auspices of your soul. To be in a place and space where virtually you're ethically and morally you are always caring to be rightly aligned on the right side of the light, in the light, as points of the light, for the light is the only victory possible over all of this other stuff that goes on. And that's why we were told to seek first the kingdom of heaven and its righteousness, and all else would be added unto us. And people want to put the ways of God and life and the laws on a back burner and deal with what men say as if it was mandate. And people think that man's way is mandate and God's way is optional. And I'm telling you that if you care to live and you care to be successful in this life and you care to thrive and you care to walk in the abundance and the richness with the keys to the kingdom and whatnot, then you have to do it God's way, which is order, clearing, cleansing, purification, the humility that allows you to accept your divinity and to consciously care to be loving, to be enhancing, enriching, and to do that which is yours to do as a living, loving, potent, and immortal point of an absolute and supreme intelligence on behalf of all orders of existence, the whole of existence, the laws of existence, and the lineages that we represent. This is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. good evening. You're in tune to the Meeting of the Inner Circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the Meeting of the Inner Circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you for caring to be right here with us in any other place on the planet. For those of you who are the Inner Circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, I am in consistent prayer that you are ever more inspired to go deeper, to reach higher, to take in the truth and the light that you are acknowledging that is coming to you through me and over these airwaves, and really getting to the reality of how blessed we each are with each and every breath and every beat of our heart. This now moment requires us to care to be able to react and respond correctly and directly in any and every now moment, in exalting a full effort in our living, exalting a full life's urge, doing truly what's in our own best interest, and no longer feeling entitled to have the free will to do that which undermines ourselves. We have been under a global initiative of depopulation and genocide for quite some time. I have been speaking to these issues over the last 20 years, and know that in this now moment, you think that the coronavirus is the evidence of, you know, how much more pandemic there is. But in light of how many families, how many lives, how many livers, how many people have died from the cancer, the heart disease, the heart attacks, the strokes, the alcoholism, the tobacco, and all of that, that there have been more people who have died from all of these things than all of the wars that America has engaged in. And to have 2,000 to 3,000 people dying daily from heart attacks, another 2,000 and 3,000 dying daily from cancer, another 2,000 to 3,000 dying daily from strokes and car accidents and all of these things. So let's come to that place and space where it truly matters that we understand that we are being warred against, we have been warred against, and now your opportunity to be able to respond correctly and directly by caring to do nothing that undermines yourselves. So that as you are walking around breathing your carbon dioxide with these masks on, putting your hands into latex and plastic gloves and whatnot, then leaving them all over the ground, are they biodegradable? No, we're just creating more trash. But the issue for us is understanding that having been fed and having fed off of the carcasses of rotting animals, rotting pigs. The only reason you didn't realize they were rotting is because they were shot up with all manners of colors and dyes to make you think that it was arterial blood that was there, that they were fresh. And I'm saying is that we have taken on the habits of those who love to kill, those who we have supported financially. They have created multi-trillion dollar economy in the perpetuation of sickness, illness, disease, and death as popular and common activity, collective learning and education, and the path of prosperity. And now is our time to come to that place where we will no longer be complicit, complacent, and co-conspirating with our own demise by exalting a full effort in consciously disconnecting and clearing, cleansing, purifying, and consecrating these bodies as the temples for the re-enthronement of the true spirits of the living gods and goddesses. We are animated and enlivened with each and every breath. And to be in a place and space where you are afraid of something that you cannot see, but then you have been feeding off of death and undermining yourself for decades, not understanding that which makes you vulnerable and susceptible is that which is already in your body dwelling with you. For you can go to the CDC's website to find out all of the pathogens that are in flesh, and to understand that there's no way that you can feed off the flesh of dead pigs, dead cows, dead chickens, dead hens, dead fish, dead whatever,
and not have a tragic date with death. We are in a grand opportunity to see the fulfillment of law. And so those ones, the Bill Gates and all of the other ones who preceded them and all of those who co-conspirating and those of you who work for these people, or what I refer to as the corporate deities of death, to understand that death is at the end of it. But in the realm of eternity, as we are on a planet that is as big as the period at the end of a sentence, dwelling in nothing but eternity, nothing but the intelligence of existence and our being animated, divinely designed by the intelligence of existence, this is what constitutes our even playing field. Other than that, there is no equality. And we never had the responsibility of proving our equality or parity with those who beat us and raped us and hung us and sodomized us and marginalized us and said that we were less than human now. But you love them so much that you can't think of not eating the flesh of dead animals, which are their businesses, not drinking the alcoholic beverages that are undermining your liver and your kidneys, not taking their medications, not having their surgeries, not going to their trauma centers, not taking the chemo and not taking all of the meds that they prescribe. I'm just saying, why is it that you would be so concerned now to be trying to protect yourself after being the ones who've been undermining yourselves for so long? So at this particular point, the issue is, do you care to live or not? Do you care to thrive or not? Do you care to put yourself in a place and space where no one can war against you and be successful? But because of the behavior modification that has taken place as a result of all the artificial colors and artificial flavors, the things that have modified the behavior of so many ones that you have felt entitled to do that which undermines yourself. Oh, you're so stressed, so you smoke. Oh, you're so stressed, so you drink. Oh, you're so stressed, so you go out and have sex with who people that you don't even know, wasting yourselves. We are in a now moment where it is a perfect time to really go deeper and reach higher, to come to a point and place where you care to be victorious and triumphant, to align yourself with that which allows us to be victorious and triumphant. And that's the laws of light, love, wisdom, truth, peace, poise, power, and potency. To understand that those ones who have initiated this genocide against the whole of humanity, Mother Earth, Mother Nature, their tragic date with fate is coming. There is no way in hell, within the earth or upon the earth, that you can launch an initiative of death against the planet and against nature and the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees and whatnot with all of this 5G or whatever, and think that the intelligence of existence is not intelligent enough to exalt a full effort in its own survival, in its own continuation. So therefore, when you have a populace of people who do not care to operate within the laws that govern their existence, there is nothing to protect them from being disqualified for continuance in existence. When you have a people who will not consciously care to be realigned with the inherent purpose that is life itself, to exalt a full effort in their living, who feel entitled to be undermining themselves, their children, to the detriment of the lineages that they represent, then you are completely expendable and death is your just reward for sowing those seeds within yourselves, reaching for it, loving it, consciously caring to be like those ones and do everything that they do when they were out of order. And so we're seeing the fulfillment of law. There is no way that you can legislate, perpetuate, and sow the seeds of sickness, illness, disease, and death as a livelihood and not have harvest of sickness, illness, disease, and death. There is no way that under capitalism, under a free enterprise system that is legalized genocide, that you will not have a harvest of sickness, illness, disease, and death. We've already been in it. So this is something that is trying to escalate it, to put you under a place and space where you want to go to the great white saviors for protection, that you'll do anything in order to have your perceived liberties restored unto you. And I'm saying we're in a now moment. that requires us to have an understanding and an understanding that there can be a divine intervention with all of this. That in the realm of eternity, on a planet that is completely intelligent, surrounded by nothing but intelligence, when the people themselves don't care to honor life itself and honor the gift that is the blessedness of being, then they're completely expendable and anything can happen at any given point in time. And we should be preparing to leave the planet. To leave as conscious immortals, to leave as living beings, to leave having stepped off the path of adulteration onto the path of maturation, where the divine core of our being as intelligences of existence is being consciously cultivated, consciously unfolded, so that we are in the process of self-realization, harmonization, and being one with that which beats our heart and breathes us, that nobody can undermine it or destroy it. It will continue to exist. The people may have to go. The people may have to die. But in the realm of eternity, how long will you be dead? When you've been glib about having to die from something, so you decide you're going to smoke yourself to death, or drink yourself to death, or screw yourself to death, or eat yourself to death. The reality is death is the finality. So why even bother with the mask when you're smoking? Why even bother with the mask or the gloves when you're still eating the flesh of dead animals and the aborted fetuses of chickens and the pus and mucus of cows? We're in a now moment where you have to really get real clear that being on the path of life means that you cannot undermine yourself with that which promotes your sickness, illness, disease, and death, and survive it. And so all of the extra weight, the obesity, the diabetes, the sarcoidosis, the fibromyalgia, the lupus, all of these things are the evidence of the genocide. All of the dialysis and the renal failure and the surgeries and the gallbladder, the appendectomies and the tonsillectomies and the hysterectomies and, you know, just taking your glands and your organs and whatnot, because your body is so filled with the filth that comes from feeding off the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, artificial colors, artificial flavors, NutraSweet, aspartame, white sugar, and all of this stuff. So now we can come to a place and space where we understand what makes us vulnerable, what makes you susceptible, and to know that there is something that you could take from Mother Earth, Mother Nature, that will help you to be completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, oxygenated, hydrated, mineralized, alkalized, regenerated, whole, healed, and more. If you care. If you care. But if you don't care, then why complain? If you don't care, then why even participate? Why continue to eat at all? Just smoke yourself to death. Drink yourself to death. Just go to death. If you don't have any purpose in living. But if you really care to live, then let's live this the way that it should be lived, so that we are a glory unto the lineages that we represent. So that we are able to align ourselves with that which beats our heart, breathes us, blazes the sun, has the earth spinning, and constitutes the whole of existence itself. Because we're being poisoned so that we have disconnected from our spiritual health. We're being poisoned so that we no longer remember the power that we have in mass when we think one thought. And that one thought is the thought of the triumph of absolute love as the reality of our lives, to hydrate and oxygenate and mineralize ourselves and ourselves, so that we're completely cleared and cleansed from the violations of violated beings, from participating as a part of a system that has been condemned already as a result of being the perpetuators of sickness, illness, disease, and death, warring against its own populace, warring against the planet and the creatures of the planet. There was already karmic debt here. But it takes you all to be dropping dead in the streets before you feel like you want to do something different, really? Your spirit is of God. Your spirit has come to this planet from other realms. We're all extraterrestrials. We're living in the realm of eternity on a planet that is floating in eternity. And for these people to think that they can be successful in initiating warfare against the planet, Mother Earth, Mother Nature, and all of her populace and not have tragic dates with fate. Not be disqualified for being continued in existence for the rest of all of eternity. So what if you became financially rich when you were spiritually impoverished to the degree to which you would make assault against the planet and the people of the planet? To be known as some of the most stupid people on the face of this earth. To have ever lived is to no one's glory. So to be in a realm of temporality and corporality and physicality and materiality and be spiritually bankrupt, to feel as though you are entitled to decide who lives and who dies, to feel as though you have the right over that which beats our collective hearts and breathes us to initiate your agenda against us and say that we can't do this unless we do you, really? And you all gonna go for that? And I'm saying divest by clearing, cleansing, and consecrating your body as the temple for the dwelling of the real gods and goddesses, to realize that we are in a now moment where we have been called to rise, to transcend, transform, and transmute this towards our own greater good, to be in a place and space where, yeah, your back is up against the wall. You've got to come to a point and place where you realize that we have always been the wealth of this place, that all of the things that these people value, all of that which they will kill and die for that comes from the earth, that they can polish up and this and that, we have to come to a point and place where we remember that the intelligence of existence that beats our heart and breathes us is gifted us so much of itself, and we need to align ourselves with it. But to allow ourselves to be continued to be distracted, to be rendered dysfunctional, to be in such degrees of fear and despair, to be in a place where you have been undermining yourselves and yourself for so long, but then you're going to complain. I'm saying, look, this is what you have the opportunity to do in this now moment. Is to exalt a full effort in your living to realize that you cannot be real nourished and well nourished by the flesh of a dead animal. And if you've got to have your meat, and you've got to have your cigarettes, and you've got to have your alcohol, then don't complain about anything. Why even go to the doctors? Just be happy killing yourselves. Why seek some type of remedy for your pain, for your acidity, for your coughing, for your blackouts? Why even go? Why bother? Just eat and drink and screw yourselves to death and get it over with. But to come to a point and place where you're afraid of this virus, but you're not afraid of eating the flesh of a dead animal. You're afraid of this virus, but you're not afraid of drinking the contaminated milk from cows and to eat their pus and whatnot. You're not afraid to eat their babies and to eat the eggs of hybridized creatures like chickens and whatnot. You're not afraid of the things that are creating the sickness, the illness, and disease, but you're afraid of something that you cannot see, but you have no faith in that which you do see, which is the sky and the heavens and the sun and the earth is spinning within it. And then you have no faith in that which comes from Mother Earth, and you feed off of that which comes off shelves with all of these artificial colors, artificial flavors, these behaviors, your modifying substances, so in your mind you justify how it is that you can be all right with being misaligned with the purposes of existence. That it's all about how much money you're making? Who knows your name, who you work for, how many people you have following you? But I can tell you that if you yourself, as a father, the progenitor of lineages, as a mother, the perpetuator of lineages, are not honoring the divine design of your body, facilitating optimum cellular functioning by that which you're consuming, that which you're drinking, that which you're eating, then you're not able to truly do what's in the best interest of your children. And to be in a place where we're following a program that was written out decades and decades ago, to come to this point in place exactly where we are now, where you feel helpless and hopeless and full of fear, and then you're still eating yourselves to death and not realizing responsibility you have to clear, cleanse, purify, and really apply yourself to loving that which beats your heart and breathes you, loving God with your whole body, heart, mind, with all of your might, coming to a point and place where you are willing to consecrate your body as the temple for the dwelling of the true spirits of the living gods and goddesses, that we are able to turn this thing around, to transform it, to come to a point and place where we could focus on whatever person and personality once we stop eating their garbage. See, as long as you're eating their garbage, as long as you are putting money into the pans and the coffers of those who have the agenda of sickness, illness, disease, and death, as long as you're co-conspirating with your own demise, as long as you're undermining your cells and whatnot, then you really have no grace and protection from anything. And it is the nature of intelligence to exalt a full effort in its living. It is the nature of intelligence to be able to respond correctly and directly when it senses that its life is being threatened. It is the nature of intelligence to know its food, to excrete its waste, to know its kind, to perpetuate itself. But they have you in a place and space where as long as your death is your own thought, as long as it's your own initiative, as long as it's a slow death and you could just keep going to work and keep buying meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, flesh, and fueling an economy of death, then you're all right. And they're all right with it. But if y'all just start killing yourselves and just killing yourselves and killing yourself and it's fast and it's then they're going to try to intervene. They're going to try to keep you from jumping off the rooftops and keep you from shooting yourselves in the head. I'm just saying, it's like really horrendous that these ones who would really rather see you dead anyway just want you to die by the way they want you to die. But as long as you are taking responsibility to kill yourselves, it's all right. Now they just want you to go faster. They want you to be in fear. They want you to be humbled. To bow down. And I'm saying, get up. I'm saying now is our time to raise completely up. Now is our time to cleanse ourselves, to be in a place and space where we are realizing that the fulfillment of the promises that we would come away from this place with great wealth and substance, but we cannot be restored in the light of the truth of who we are if we will not accept the light and the truth of who and what we actually are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of the absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. That's what we were when we came, and that's what we should be when we leave. If you leave here as dead people, how long will you be dead in the realm of eternity? You'll be off the planet much longer than you were on, but what and where would you go when the rest of the cosmic is in order and you've not cared to be in order the entire time you were on the planet? And the fact that this world-conquering rampage affects absolutely everybody is no consolation. The fact that they are saying that it's a disproportionate percentage of us that are affected by it, it has always been a disproportionate percentage of us affected by it. But because we eat the flesh of dead animals and the aborted fetuses of chickens and the pus and mucus of cows and all this stuff that is not designed for our bodies. It's not designed for anybody's body, which makes them as pasty and wicked as they are, thinking that they're the gods of the universes, the authority of existence. And they're dwelling in such degrees of delusion to think that their money, their whiteness, their insecurity and their fear of being phased out of existence justifies their war against humanity. And so you have a choice. And your choice, your only right choice, is to raise completely up through your clearing, your cleansing, your consecration, your purification, your renewal, your rebirth, your revitalization, and to stand as a resurrected people, as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, as a global humanity, to know that everywhere that we are, we're dwelling in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and there are no forces, no bosses, no ones who have the right to undermine existence and the right of beings to have the right to their lives. And then they not have the right to be phased out of existence. They have the right to die. But if you will not separate yourself, then don't complain. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal.